Hello, this is Rabbi Rob Dobberson, and welcome to this edition of Wrestling and Dreaming. This Saturday evening and Sunday marks the celebration of Purim, the happiest holiday in the Jewish calendar. Time of celebrations in the synagogues and beyond, celebrations which include costumes, noisemakers, excessive eating, and in some settings, drinking, and general merrymaking. This year, it's natural to ask this question. Should we be celebrating Purim this year in the usual way, with all of the sadness surrounding us given the rise of anti-Semitism, the horrific October 7th attacks in Israel and the war in Gaza? Perhaps we should eliminate Purim celebrations altogether this year. Well, I would argue that while we might tone down some of the celebrations a bit, we should still celebrate Purim and have an appropriate amount of fun during the holiday. It will be a respite from the sadness and fear which has surrounded us in recent months. And we'll remind our children and ourselves that our tradition values joy as much as it values concern for each other and for the world in general. But I do think there's one thing that we have to do more seriously this Purim, more seriously than even we usually do it. It's always the most important part of the observance of the holiday, but this year calls for particular attention. Especially this year, we should pay close attention to the reading of Megillat Esther, the biblical book of Esther. The account of the Jews of Shushan's victory over Haman and the story of the courage of Esther and Mordechai is told in great detail, and sometimes, especially towards the middle or end of the book, we end up paying more attention to drowning out Haman's name and making jokes about some of the absurdities in the stories than actually focusing on the important issues that are raised. But there are some critical questions raised by a close reading of the Megillah, and this year especially, certain questions come to mind and they need to be considered seriously. So in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to pose three questions based on the story in the book of Esther and encourage you to take some time before, during, or after the holiday to consider them seriously and wrestle with some of the issues they've raised. And I'm trying very, very diligently to ask these questions completely objectively, to not give any indication of how I feel about them or to presuppose what is the right answer to them, because I think they need to be wrestled with. First question regards anti-Semitism. Haman's vendetta against the Jews stems from Mordechai's refusal to bow down to him, that we hear from the story. But when Haman approaches King Ahasuerus with his request that the Jews of Shushan be annihilated, he gives him an argument based on half-truths, lies, facts taken out of context, call it what you will. Esther chapter 3, verse 8, Haman's words, quote, "There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the other peoples in all the provinces of your realm whose laws are different from those of any other people, and who do not obey the king's laws, and it is not in your majesty's interest to tolerate them." I would ask you to think about this for a moment. Needless to say, if a person decides to hate another group of people, they can come up with any excuse that they want. But I want you to think about the question of what are the lies, the half-truths, or out-of-context facts that are used today in order to fuel anti-Semitism. What are some of these horrendous anti-Semitic attitudes based upon? And then ask yourself, is it important for us as Jews to try to challenge those arguments with facts? Or is the anti-Semitism experienced today simply spread by hate-filled people who have no desire to change their way of thinking about Jews? Is it a waste of time to try to argue back to those who express these horrendous anti-Semitic opinions and perspectives? That's the first question. My second question focuses on one of the most meaningful verses in the entire book of Esther. Mordechai reminds Esther she should not deny being a Jew, as she will not be able to escape the fate of her people. Quote Esther chapter 4:13, "Do not imagine that you of all the Jews will escape with your life by being in the king's palace." Mordechai reminds Esther that she can't hide, that she is a Jew, and she will, in fact, be associated as a Jew always. Well, this verse inspires this question. How are you feeling today about expressing your Jewish identity in public? Are you tempted to hide your identity as the climate of anti-Semitism worsens, or does this make you more determined to identify publicly as a Jew? I asked that same question just before Hanukkah when we talked about whether one should light Hanukkah lights in the window or be more reticent, be more careful by lighting them someplace inside the house. And that question, those questions are going to come up again as Pesach comes, as people shop for Pesach food in supermarkets or bring their matzah sandwiches to school or to work. How are we feeling about that? Finally, I offer one last question. In chapter 9 of Megillat Esther, we read of the actions taken after Haman's execution. We read, quote, "The rest of the Jews, those in the king's provinces, likewise mustered and fought for their lives. They disposed of their enemies, killing 75,000 of their foes, but they did not lay hands on the spoil. That was on the 13th day of the month of Adar, and they rested on the 14th day and made it a day of feasting and merrymaking." This verse might have troubled you in the past, but given the events in Israel, given the actions of Israel and the Jewish people's enemy, Hamas, given the war in Gaza, how are you reading those verses this year? What does the verse have to say? Does this verse trouble you? Or do you understand it better today than you have in the past? Let me read it again. "The rest of the Jews, those in the king's provinces, likewise mustered and fought for their lives. They disposed of their enemies, killing 75,000 of their foes, but did not lay hands on the spoil. That was on the 13th day of the month of Adar, and they rested on the 14th day and made it a day of feasting and merrymaking." How do you read those verses this year as we read about the Jews of Shushan killing so many of their foes? I hope you find these questions meaningful and provocative, and that you'll take time to consider your personal answers in the light of today's world. And to the extent that it's possible to celebrate with a full heart, even if only for a day, I wish you Simchat Purim, a happy holiday of Purim. Until next time, thank you.